Well, what if he did?
Well, he caught it.
Okay. Anyway, so, well, I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any yet.
Okay. Now, if you're taking somebody someplace, you might say, well, no, there's no need to hurry. I'll wait.
For you?
Now, like a little kid, just right before his mother's going to punish him, he might say, oh, please give me another
chance.
Now, if a man's in a real good mood, you say, well, he's in a very good
mood.
Well, or would you say humor?
Yeah, humor, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had mice or something.
You get your cat.
And if you had mice or something in your farm, you say, well, I really need to get
kill them, get rid of them.
Okay. Now, kind of person who acts like he knows a lot, you might say, he didn't know
smart.
What was going on, but he...
Do what? Now, let's go over this again.
Okay. I mean, this might be something you comment on a person, you might say, he didn't know what was going on, but he...
Catch it on real fast?
Yeah, or method, well, he knew it all. Something like he knew it all.
Acted like he knew.
Now, if somebody stole your pencil, you might say, well, who?
Stole my pencil.
What if you were going to use
taking
another word?
It. Who got it?
Okay. Now, you might say, yes, you're talking about letters and writing people letters. You say, well, yesterday he
wrote.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow I'll
write him back.
And then I'll expect to get him
return.
Okay. Now, if you want to write to somebody, you have to know that person's
address. Zip code, that's good too.
Zip code is important. Okay.
What is your zip code?
Where?
Here.
72650.
Oh, well, I know.
Yeah. How about
that? You've written your mother, haven't
you? Mm-hmm. Now, if a little kid came home and he knew how to do something that he'd never done before, like a whistle or something, you might want to know where he learned that. You'd say, well, who
taught you?
And what do you call person who tells on another person?
Tattletale.
And when you if you wanted to have a bouquet to put in a vase, you'd have to go out to a garden and
pick it.
And something small that a child might play with.
There at this azalea ranch at one time. Well, of course, 175 cars, and you know they bought him out. He didn't have a thing left that they could eat, you know, like cupcakes or candies or cold drinks or anything. He didn't have one. So he's telling us about this deal. So, excuse me, we drove on out there, and we sitting there, and this car drove up, and it had a Tennessee tag on it. Well, I just sitting there all right back, you know, just like I owned the place, and they got out. Well, in the meantime, we had just walked around, you know, and seen all this stuff, and they just had paths down in there. So they asked, and I said, yes, you may drive down a piece there. And I said, you can go down the hill there, and there's trails well marked that you can follow. Now, I said, you can sniff the flowers, but don't pluck them. And you, old Bruce Steve Smith, just good old straight face. Of course, I just sat there just like I'd owned everything. And I got him a chair and everything, put it out of the gate, and tried to get him to charge him. So come back, I see. So there's another one coming. I told him some of the awfulest tales you ever heard. And it's a long time. Well, that guy had hard luck with his deal. But when you said picking of the flowers, that made me think about me plucking.
Plucking the flowers.
And I told him, you know, if I could sniff them, but to not pluck them.